From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian and Turkish officials have been trying to come up with a ceasefire in the Syrian civil war. The Turkish state Anadolu News Agency, citing the official source, says a ceasefire has already been prepared, but Russian officials would not comment on the report, and rebel groups deny a truce has been agreed on. Officials are trying to expand the current Aleppo ceasefire to cover the whole country. German authorities have detained a Tunisian man allegedly linked to Anis Amri, the man who carried out an attack on a Berlin Christmas market. Federal prosecutors said on Wednesday the 40-year-old man was detained after a search of his business and residence. Officials said the man's telephone number was saved in Amri's cell phone. Prosecutors have until Thursday to decide whether or not they have enough evidence to seek a formal arrest warrant. Former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez has been indicted on charges of directing a corrupt enterprise while attempting to hide millions of dollars in a convent. Fernandez has denied the charges. A federal judge charged Fernandez and other officials of colluding to steal public funds that were meant for public road projects between 2003 and 2015. Such an illicit association conviction would warrant a possible 10-year prison sentence. Search teams in the crash of a Russian aircraft say they have found at least two flight recorders from the wreckage of the Christmas Day crash. The Russian Defense Ministry announced Wednesday that the second black box had been found and analysis of its data has begun. The Defense Ministry also said 15 bodies have been found so far. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry unveiled broad guidelines Wednesday for an eventual peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, warning a two-state solution to the conflict is in serious jeopardy. No major new proposals were included in Kerry's hour-long speech at the State Department. Kerry defended the U.S. decision last week to abstain from a United Nations Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements in areas claimed by the Palestinians.
We could not, in good conscience, stand in the way of a resolution at the United Nations that makes clear that both sides must act now to preserve the possibility of peace.
The U.S. move to abstain from the vote effectively allowed unanimous passage of the resolution. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday called Kerry's speech a deep disappointment. In a late-night news conference, Mr. Netanyahu said the speech was as unbalanced as the UN resolution itself.
What he did was to spend most of his speech blaming Israel for the lack of peace by passionately condemning a policy of enabling Jews to live in their historic homeland and in their eternal capital, Jerusalem.
Mr. Netanyahu vowed to work with the incoming Trump administration to improve relations in the wake of the fallout over the resolution. Meanwhile, the Palestinian president says he is ready to resume peace talks if Israel freezes settlement construction. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says Russia did interfere in the recent U.S. presidential election and can expect hard-hitting sanctions. Graham said Wednesday in Latvia that in 2017, the U.S. Congress will investigate Russia's involvement in the November 8th election.
You can expect that the Congress will investigate the Russian involvement in our elections, and I predict there will be bipartisan sanctions coming that will hit Russia hard, particularly Putin as an individual.
Russia is denying allegations that President Putin was personally involved in hacking. A U.S. embassy or the U.S. embassy in Ankara issued a strong worded statement Wednesday denying claims by Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that U.S.-led coalition forces have given support to the Islamic State group. Mr. Erdogan Tuesday accused the coalition of not only backing IS, but also backing Kurdish rebel factions operating inside and outside of Turkey. A U.S. official called Mr. Erdogan's comments ludicrous. Authorities are sifting through the wreckage of a train that crashed early Wednesday in northern India, leaving at least two people dead and 38 injured. At least 14 coaches of the train derailed in the state of Uttar Pradesh. The cause of the crash has not yet been determined. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.